What is the focus for this year? What do you think is the most important thing going on?
Well, there's a ton of important stuff going on that I could have spoken about, but in the last few years, I've spent a fair amount of time on healthcare reform and on value improvement and on patient safety, and have tended to look at them from a policy standpoint and maybe a little bit from the standpoint of what our field can do and by extension what the society can do. And I've been thinking more and more about the role of individual physicians. And part of that is opportunistic in that I'm becoming the chair of the board of the American Board of Internal Medicine in July. And if you're in charge of the largest accreditation group for doctors, certainly in the country, you have to think pretty deeply about what is a good and competent and what does a great physician look like, and how do we, as an organization, by that I mean ABIM and the boards, how do we certify that to the public's satisfaction? And that line of thinking got me to then settle on a theme for this year, which is sort of what does the great physician in 2012 look like? How do we train such a person? What is the mental model for that person? And how do we ensure in our field that we are both producing those people and creating a field and a professional society that encourages them and nurtures them and ensures that we're at the cutting edge? I've had a just fundamental belief since the field started that one of the nice parts of a new field, and particularly a generalist field that didn't come into existence because of a new technology or a new disease, but rather a need to deliver care in a different way, one of the advantages of a field coming about in this era where there's so much extraordinary change in healthcare is we should be and we are likely to be the canaries in the coal mine, the first ones to notice that there are important changes that are afoot, the first ones to feel pressures to change ourselves in response to the forces, and the first ones really to lead the charge. And I think we saw that earlier in our field with safety and quality. I think we saw it with the importance of coordination of care and communication and teamwork. Where we were in those areas before many other fields embraced them. And I think there are a lot of other, in some ways, parallel issues that are striking now that are redefining what a great doctor looks like. And I think we need to lead that. And so my goal in the talk is to explore those in some depth and give people something to think about, both in their own practice and those who are involved in training the next generation, give them something to think about as well.
In terms of what hospitals have to do, it's sort of interesting to me tracking your talks over time and also to a degree tracking all of the plenary sessions over time. It sort of started as, you know, hey, we're here and we're going to stay and hey, we've cemented ourselves to, hey, we've made adolescence and now we're rolling forward. What do you see as the next step rolling forward for what hospitals have to do?
Well, I think we're in an exciting but vulnerable period where I think that the wiggle room that we were given as a nascent, evolving specialty, and were small and not particularly threatening to anyone, and hospitals were flush enough so that if they thought having us around was a good idea, they could, you know, give us the resources we needed, sometimes, you know, not without conflict, but at the end of the day, the growth of the field, the unprecedented growth of the field, says that we have been effective in making the argument that it's good to have us around. I think that those were really heady days, and I think we're entering a new stage where money's going to be tighter. There are more people who are going to be at the hospital CFO's door asking for support, and we need to be able to articulate a case and demonstrate a case that we are worthy of the support that we have really require in order to do our work well. To me, there are parts of that that relate to data gathering and more traditional quality improvement work. There are parts of that that relate to leadership skills. And, you know, in my day job running a program with 50 faculty, part of what I have to do is essentially build a case over the course of a year so that when I sit down with my hospital people to have budget negotiations, we do well. But I, in this talk, I'm going to really emphasize the role of individuals, that we need to be supporting and nurturing and pushing the development of a new kind of great doctor. And a new kind of great doctor looks different than an old kind of great doctor. He or she is going to be someone who's very comfortable being accountable, very comfortable being a member of a high-functioning team, being comfortable, as often the nurses like to say, practicing at the top of his or her license, which means stretching and doing things that you may not have been fully trained for but are really important to your patients and your system, while also being comfortable giving up certain tasks that maybe others who are less expensive than you can do.